Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The Nebraska Corn Board has published a new report that focuses on several areas of new research that corn producers in the state can use to increase their productivity. Corn Board Director of Innovation and Stewardship, Rachel Whitehair, says the report highlights biotech, pest management, and production efficiency. This year's report, as well as last year's report, is available at the Corn Board's website.
So this is actually our annual research report. So it is in the form of a newsletter, kind of similar to the other updates that we send out to our membership. And this is an opportunity for folks to take a deep dive on our research portfolio. So each issue that comes out annually will be kind of a summary of what was funded over the past year. And so within that report, what you'll find is every project that was funded will receive a one-page summary. So within that summary, you'll get to see, you know, how much funding was utilized for that project, what the team was, a little bit about the project, kind of the ins and outs, the logistics, what was conducted, as well as some of the outcomes, and then most importantly, the impact back to Nebraska corn growers and Nebraska ag as a whole.
Rachel says the report details numerous research projects that are designed to help producers stay up to date on the latest production methods. She says it's a great tool that encourages producers to communicate questions, ideas, and funding for further study.
From my perspective, I see it as a great outreach tool, education tool. We really want to drive those ROI pieces, those impact pieces that are coming out of those research projects. And as many in the research space may know, you know, research is a long, arduous process, right? Usually the more research you do, the more questions you have. And so I think this is a great way to be able to distill a lot of those outcomes into digestible pieces that people can actually take and then implement out on their operations. Why this is an important tool for our producers, I see this as a great feedback loop. You know, one of the biggest reasons that we started producing this research newsletter is really to use it as a communication tool. I want our farmers out on the landscape to be able to read this, to understand it, to grapple with it, and then bring your ideas and thoughts back to us. You know, the reason that we fund the projects we do is because of the needs that we collect from the landscape. And a lot of those needs flow through our grower leaders, both on the checkoff and the association boards, as well as our grower locals. However, you know, we want to hear from you. So, you know, if folks read that, if you have ideas, if there's things that you see as a need in your area, you know, we want to hear that. We want to funnel that in so we can start to incorporate that in our future programs. The way that we conduct that kind of evaluative process is through our annual research funding program. And so we do a request for proposals annually, and we get a suite of proposals that come through the door. And then those are all evaluated through a pretty arduous process. We really do a deep dive on every proposal, and I mentioned those grower leaders before. So each pillar within the Nebraska Corn Board, mine being research, we have a committee of folks. And so that committee is made up of board members, grower local members, association members, and we sit around the table and we really dive in and see, okay, what's going to meet the needs of corn growers today? And those folks are all across the state. So, you know, if you have ideas, if you have thoughts of things that need to see research funding, then those are the folks that you want to connect with. And going through your grower locals is a great way to do that.
To check out the latest report as well as last year's report, go to NebraskaCorn.gov. That's NebraskaCorn.gov. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.